Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. Thanks to our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, we now have a radio studio and equipment in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And as we do each Saturday morning, we come to you with an episode of Grow Siouxland. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank you for listening in and sharing part of your day with us. Spring is now upon us and May is just around the corner. And one of the big annual events every May is the subject of our program today. My guests are Aaron Berzina, who serves as the Regional Planning Director at CIMCOE. And for those of you who are familiar with CIMCOE but may not remember what those initials stand for, it's the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Committee. Is it Council?
Council.
Thank you for correcting me, Aaron. Joining Aaron, Laura Brighton, who serves as the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Chris. It's nice to be here.
Aaron, we appreciate you spending part of your Saturday with us, and Laura as well. And Aaron, I'd like to start with you. Tell us what the big event is, and then we're going to kind of delay to the second half of the program to talk about the details. But today you're here to promote what?
We are here to promote Bike to Work Day 2023. Bike to Work Day has been in existence for now 11 years. And basically it is a way to show people how easy it is to bike to work, give them some incentive to do so, and to realize that it's something that can be done here in Sioux City.
And I know that that's scheduled for May. Give me the date and time.
May 19th from 6:30 to 9:30 here at the Chamber offices.
6:30 to 8:30, I believe.
Oh, I apologize. 6:30 to 8:30 a.m.
And at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So we're thrilled to host. And Laura, as our Director of Events, is going to lead that initiative on the Chamber side. But before we get to Laura, Aaron, tell us about where you grew up.
Sure. I actually grew up right here in the Sioux City area. I grew up on a small acreage outside of Sioux City in Plymouth County.
Wow, I can relate to that. So my family is blessed to have a small acreage out behind Mike's Saloon off a gravel road. Were we neighbors?
We weren't quite neighbors. I lived a little bit farther northwest of you on K-18 South.
Very good. And you went to high school where?
I went to high school at Sioux City North. And then some of my previous school, I was at Akron Westfield Community. Go Westerners.
Go Westerners. A softball dynasty, if you will.
This is true.
Did you play softball?
I did not. I was not athletically inclined, we'll say.
Well, I know that your co-guest today, Laura Brighton, did play softball, and we're going to talk to Laura in just a minute. But before we get there, tell me about your academic progression. What was next after North High School?
Next, I chose to go to Iowa State University, where I majored in community and regional planning. After that, I actually took off and I went to Olathe in Overland Park, Kansas.
I can never pronounce Olathe. I always get it wrong.
I've heard Olathe. I've heard Olathe.
Say it again.
It is Olathe.
Olathe, Kansas, down by Kansas City.
Yes, yep, on the
south suburb.
Side.
Yeah, south side suburb. So, and it's interesting that you're now in the very field that you studied in college, which some people might think is normal, but it's actually, it's quite rare.
Yeah. The good thing about city planning is that you can do so many different things with it. I've worked in big cities and with smaller communities and actually was a planner for a school district down in Kansas.
And Aaron, before we shift to your colleague Laura this morning, tell us a little bit about your family, if you would, please.
I am an only child, actually. And I grew up outside of Sioux City and my mom is still here in Sioux City.
Is she still on the acreage that you grew up on?
No, we sold the acreage. She sold the acreage, and now she lives in the city with near all of her friends and her activities and is pretty happy here.
And nice that you're close. And also joining us today, Laura Brighton, who serves as the Director of Events for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Laura, you've been with the Chamber for a little over a year now.
Yeah, that's right.
And we talked a little bit about your softball exploits, but for those who do not know, you also grew up in Siouxland.
Yeah, I graduated from Hinton High School. There was part of I was a four-sport athlete and part of other activities as well.
Come from a family of athletes and coaches and officials.
Yes.
So, yep. I know your mother celebrated a birthday recently. So
today, actually.
So a shout out to your mother and to your family. And I know that your grandfather actually was the inaugural coach of the Bishop Heelan Wrestling Program.
That's correct.
And lots of uncles that were wrestlers. Your mother was an athlete. You were involved in four sports. What were they?
Basketball, volleyball, softball, and track.
Did you have a favorite?
Softball. Well, I would say I was best at softball, but volleyball was my favorite because we were better as a team.
No, I guess that's a good answer. What was next for you after your years at Hinton?
I attended Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, where I majored in marketing and communications. From there, I moved back home to Sioux City and was a special events coordinator at Big Brothers Big Sisters for a little over a year until I took this job at the Chamber as director of events.
And how's it going so far?
It's going great.
It's an awesome responsibility. I mean, people don't often realize that you have primary responsibility for the annual dinner, the Chamber Golf Classic, the key executive welcome, bike to work. Really, it's an awesome responsibility. How are you holding up?
It's fun. It's a huge responsibility, but I enjoy it. This is everything that I wanted to do. So.
And we're happy to have you. And tell us a little bit about your family, because I think there are some changes afoot in your personal life.
Yeah. My mom, Amy, she lives in George, Iowa with my stepdad. And my brother is a junior in college at Northwestern in Orange City, where he plays baseball. He is going to be a PE teacher and will be graduating in another year. And he is actually living with us for the summer. My fiance, we're getting married in November. And my brother Kyle coaches baseball at Hinton. So he'll be living with us for the summer while he coaches.
So very good. And you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. I'm your host, Chris McGowan, and thrilled to be joined today by Aaron Berzina, the Regional Planning Director at Simcoe, Laura Brighton as well, the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Collectively, they are promoting Bike to Work Day, which will be on Friday, May 19th from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., hosted at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Aaron, you said this is the 11th year for this event. It gets bigger and better every year.
It does. It does. We really appreciate the partnership that we have with all of our bicycle pedestrian roundtable members, which is a Simcoe community in which Siouxland Chamber is a part of. And just last year, we started really partnering with this event with the Siouxland Chamber, and it has really taken off. We really appreciate the partnership and the promotion, and it really was a great event last year. We're really looking forward to it this year.
And I know that there are going to be some scheduling challenges because the Siouxland Chamber will be in Washington, D.C., or just returning from Washington, D.C. on May 19th. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Washington Conference and Stake Reception scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday, May 17th and 18th. And so unfortunate timing, but we have to go when the House and Senate are in session. And unfortunately, it wasn't until this late date in May this year. But Laura, tell us a little bit about, this is your second time engaged in this event. Those who wish to participate can learn more by going where?
To the Simcoe website or to the Siouxland Chamber website. We encourage you to register for this event. And once you register, you'll be entered to win prizes the day of. Now, this event is created to encourage people to trade their car for their bike for the day. However, we know not everyone can ride their bike from home. So bring your bike to work, bring your bike to town, and then ride to the chamber.
Yeah, I know the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce for a number of years has met. We have people from all over the tri-state area, and they've met at one central location and then biked in from that central location. And we encourage other offices to consider doing the same type of thing.
Absolutely. I know last year we saw a lot of businesses here with their teams on bikes and kind of made it a part of their morning. So,
and The beauty of this event is it's pretty much a rain or shine kind of thing. Is that right?
Yes.
So we've had inclement weather before. We've adjusted. We've dealt with it. That's what we have rain jackets for and sweatpants and those kinds of things. But we hope that the weather cooperates. And again, circle on your calendar, Friday, May 19th from 6:30 a.m. So that's an early rise for some of us, until 8:30. It will be hosted at the Siouxland Chamber. And after a short commercial break, we'll be back with Aaron Berzina and Laura Brighton to talk about what people can expect during this two-hour interim, some of the activities that they have planned, some of the sponsor organizations that are involved. And we're also going to visit about how you can extend Bike to Work Day and make it a regular practice and part of your life. We'll be right back with more on Grow Siouxland after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from 101 Pier Street in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building in the heart of downtown Sioux City. My guests this morning represent Bike to Work Day 2023. They are Aaron Berzina, who is the Regional Planning Director at SIMCO, the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council. Aaron, that is a mouthful. I see why you guys just decided to call it SIMCO.
I agree. You should see our business cards.
Yeah, I bet. And the email address is, well, they're probably just SIMCO.
We are just SIMCO.
So that makes life easier. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Siouxland Chamber should look into that because we have long email addresses ourselves. Our other guest is Laura Brighton, who serves as the director of the, Laura Brighton is the director of the Siouxland Chamber's events. And Laura, we just before the break, we're talking about Bike to Work Day 2023. And one of the important considerations is while we want people to register, there's not a cost associated with this event.
No, absolutely not. Ride your bike to the Siouxland Chamber in our parking lot, and there will be a free breakfast, drinks, coffee, as well as health and fitness vendors here in our parking lot.
And for those who may not know, you're located right next to the Tyson Events Center in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. It's the glass building with the giant 101 sign on it. You can't miss it. It's across from Burger King and Walgreens, right there before you hit Gordon Drive or dump onto the interstate. And Aaron, I know that we encourage registration. Why is that so important for this year's event?
Well, it's really important that you register. We have raffle prizes that will be donated by local businesses who are helping us out this year. And we would really like to know, as part of the registration, you actually do record kind of where you're biking from, no addresses, but how far you're biking. And it's really interesting after the event to track how many miles were actually biking to and from work.
So that's something that I guess a lot of us need to pay attention to. So when you set up your office party to bike to work, make sure you do it from a location with a little bit of distance, get some exercise, and we'll be ready for you beginning at 6:30 in the morning. The event will last until 8:30 in the morning. So plan your schedule to make an appearance at the Siouxland Chamber between that two-hour window or during that two-hour window. And Aaron, we talked about businesses donating items. Tell us a little bit about some of the sponsors who are contributing to this event.
I'm going to have Laura take that away for me.
Some of the vendors that we will have here who will also be donating prizes will be Ragbri of Sioux City, Tubi Imperium.
And, you know, before we leave Ragbri, that's important because the 50th anniversary is kind of right around the corner, late July, kicking off in Sioux City.
Yeah, they'll be here with a booth. They're looking for volunteers. So that's why they'll be here that
day. And they're looking for host sites as well, people that have acreages or lawns where people can pitch tents and park campers and those kinds of things. And I interrupted Laura, but please continue with some of the sponsors who will be donating items.
Tubi Imperium, Isagenics, Thrive, Longlines Climbing, and Profile. There's a few others that will not have a vendor booth, but have donated prizes. Shields, Sioux City Parks and Recreation, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and Downtown Partners.
And we're grateful to each and every one of those sponsors, because without their support, this event loses quite a bit of its steam. And if you are planning to ride, what can you expect when you arrive at the chamber? In addition to vendors, Erin, it's my understanding that we have breakfast set up as well.
We will. We have breakfast set up, and the wonderful folks at the chamber, Laura, has set up some of those, a breakfast vendor and coffee, and we'll have wonderful snacks for everyone. And it is a complimentary breakfast. So we would love it if you would come down and enjoy your morning with us on your way to work.
And Laura, if you want to get into the full festive environment, t-shirts are available.
Yes, you can purchase t-shirts at the Siouxland Chamber for $10. There's different colors. We've added a different color each year, but it doesn't matter what color that you wear. Stop on down, grab a t-shirt, $10.
And there's other locations you can pick up those t-shirts as well.
Correct. Albrecht Cycle.
So Albrecht Cycle is also helping participate and organize this event. You can pick up a t-shirt from them as well. And Erin, we talked about this is the 11th time that we've done this in Sioux City. I imagine that it has grown a little bit with each iteration of Bike to Work Day.
Yes. Yes, it started as a pretty small event. We were really lucky last year to have well over 100 cyclists stop by on their way to work or on their way to play, just to make sure that they were representing the cycling community.
And I know the number of organizations that support this continues to grow. Tell me a little bit about Simcoe's Bicycle Pedestrian Roundtable Committee and who participates.
Yes, this started in our Simcoe offices and kind of started as an effort between each of the metro cities, Sergeant Bluff, South Sioux, North Sioux, and South Sioux, and Dakota Dunes. We have all three states' Department of Transportation as representatives, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, the Siouxland Cyclists, and the Siouxland Trails Foundation, Siouxland District Health Department, Downtown Partners, and Albrecht's cycle shop has been a partner as well throughout time, and of course, Simcoe.
So all sponsors, all businesses, all government entities who come together, cooperate and collaborate to make this a success deserve our appreciation. So if any of those organizations that Erin just identified are part of your day-to-day activity, make sure you tell them thank you for this year's Bike to Work event. Again, on May 19th, a Friday morning from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Complimentary breakfast, a chance to win door prizes, giveaways, some buy one, get one deals at downtown restaurants, and a whole bunch of health and fitness vendors will be on site at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce for this event. And Laura, tell me this, are there any organizations that participate collectively in a team environment, or is it, hey, who brings the most people? Because I know the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce will have a group and be well represented.
Yes. I know many different businesses, especially downtown here, participated last year. I want to say it was Curry Huff Law Firm that they brought a big group, and we'll definitely be taking pictures of those teams and putting them out on Facebook and showing that they showed up for Bike to Work Day.
So great opportunity for you to promote your business as well. The Chamber, along with Simcoe, will be engaged in all kinds of social media, taking photographs, promoting this, trying to encourage people to bike to work. There are lots of good reasons for doing this, fitness and health, primary among them. But Erin, you're in metropolitan planning. Transportation is huge. We don't have huge traffic congestion in the Siouxland Metro, but it's still important to promote and advocate for bicycles and that mode of transportation.
That's right. We may not have the same, you know, air quality and emissions problems as a lot of other places in the country, but we would like to keep it that way. So this is part of, you know, an overall attempt to get people kind of out of their cars and also promote physical and mental health in the same vein. There are many, many benefits to riding your bike. And we feel like biking to work is a really, really easy way to incorporate exercise into your workday.
Well, and I know that many businesses and downtown in particular have continued to promote biking to work. They've made bicycle storage, bicycle racks, all of those things available in downtown. Some of them really creative. I know the farmers market has some vegetables for bike racks, and different locations throughout town kind of promote that. So it's something that we certainly are continuing to encourage. Laura, in the final minute and a half that we have left together today, tell us about where you can go for more information and where you need to go to register for Bike to Work Day 2023.
You can head to SIMCO or the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce website to register. Again, the event is on Friday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 8:30, complimentary breakfast. Join us. You can ride your bike from work, take your bike out on the trails, and ride to the chamber.
And so I know that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce website is siouxlandchamber.com. Again, that's siouxlandchamber.com. And you can call for more information at 712-255-7903. Again, siouxlandchamber.com. On the SIMCO side, it's simco.org, and that's SIMPCO.org. If you're looking for more information from them, there's a Bike to Work landing page on both of those websites, and we encourage you to visit those. So to Aaron Berzina and to Laura Brighton, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris.
And thanks for all your hard work in planning this event. Again, May 19th of 2023, 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, and let's make this the largest and most successful Bike to Work Day, the 11th annual in our Sioux City Metro's history. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm your host. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, we want to thank you for listening in. We'll look forward to seeing you again on the radio next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.